Jerry Bader Show, 953. Mike Tate, little man Tate, chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, says, no, this John Doe probe thing, that's not going to be a big deal, even though the national media is making a big deal out of it. The National Democratic Governors Association, the National Democratic National Committee, New York Times, they're all making a big deal. Scott Walker, criminal probe, blah, 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 blah. When this is, those are historic documents that were released on Thursday. Mike Tate, in a conference call yesterday, said, no, it's going to be those 250,000 jobs he promised. I don't like anytime an elected official thinks they have that kind of control over the economy. That said, the jobless rate down again last week. Clearly, Wisconsin is going in the right direction. I believe Wisconsin is lagging behind other states because of the uncertainty created by liberals who put the state in complete anarchy and tried to recall Scott Walker. Derek in Denmark. Derek, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Yeah, I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. Even though that we haven't produced the job growth that we were talking about, mm-hmm. isn't our unemployment rate better than every other state near us?
I would have to check on the latest numbers, but there is no doubt, Derek, that the jobless rate has, the unemployment rate has fallen. It is much lower. It's what, 5.7 in May, down 1/10 from April, and the lowest it's been since October 2008. Clearly, we are headed in the right direction.
We're almost 2% lower than the national average, aren't we?
I would have to look at that as well, but that's also ballpark. I don't think it's quite that much. Your point, Derek, I assume, is that Wisconsin is clearly headed in the right direction, and things are much better than they were under Jim Doyle.
Yes, very much better than they were under Jim Doyle. I mean, at least our representatives in Madison aren't taking from one to pay for the other and making other things lag so far behind.
All right, thanks a lot for the call. Let's see here. What do you got for me, Jason? Trying to compare it to, so the national unemployment rate. It's down. It's actually down to about 6.3%. So it's only about 0.5% or so better here in Wisconsin. But the reality is, and this is what I find really interesting, I think most Wisconsinites, and let me stress this, most Wisconsinites feel confident about the future under Scott Walker. Those who don't are those public employees, teachers, state government workers, and others who had to be brought into reality by Act 10. Now, I understand they don't see it that way, but that is the myopic world in which liberals live, where they believe because their staunchest supporters, public employees, feel like the world came to an end, that the whole state does. I don't think so. But I do believe this race is very, very close. I do, however, believe that if they want to run on economic development and jobs, I believe that's a fight that Scott Walker can and will win. And I'm going to be honest with you, I was a little taken aback that Mike Tate, in fact, said, it's really not so much about that probe thing. On the other hand, it's possible that they already have, and it seems hard for me to believe, that they already have some polling that suggests to them that it's a non-starter. There may be fatigue on this. Remember going back to election before the recall election, Big Ed Schultz on MSNBC, Scott Walker could be indicted in a matter of days, which, by the way, now I laughed at him at the time. In retrospect, it now appears, I said Ed Schultz was making that up. It now appears he was leaked, essentially, what was released on Thursday. That is what he was working from. That does seem to be the case. In the next hour, I want to get into something that it's kind of a surprise. A lot of politics today, more politics than we've had in quite a while, but it's getting to be that time of year. I do want to get to some non... Oh, I got to talk about what Ron Johnson said. You know, and we have to take calls on that. Boy, we got a lot of stuff to get to. But I want to... I think, actually, you know what? I'm going to move Ron Johnson up on the ledger here. And we'll get to the 6th Congressional District race, which was the primary to replace Tom Petri as the Republican nominee, has been, to me, strangely quiet. And yeah, we will get to what Ron Johnson said. And as much else as we can, there's always the after show video, which will make a return today. It's 9:58.
The Jerry Bader Show.